ערב שבת שלום רבותיי, צהריים טובים. Today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש. This week we'll read פרשת וירא, the encounter of אברהם אבינו with the מלאכים. So many מצוות are derived from that encounter in terms of גמילות חסדים. ביקור חולים, and הכנסת אורחים, and מצוות גמילות חסדים in general, but based on the behavior of what went on there, we can learn a lot about interpersonal relationships amongst ourselves. In last week's parasha, we find that Avraham Avinu exclaimed something surprising to Sarah. On their way down to Mitzrayim because of the hunger, Avraham told Sarah, "Hinena yada'ati ki isha yifat mar'e'at." Behold, now I know that you're a beautiful woman. Rashi HaKadosh is bothered by the obvious question, what do you mean now? Yeah, at that point they were married for decades. What are you talking about? What age did Avraham Avinu get married? 25. Yeah, and Sarah was 15. Yeah, don't forget because, huh? Okay. Anyway, well, no, Avraham Avinu wasn't like 50, and Sarah wasn't 17. Anyway, bekitzer, but. They still do that? Is that still done? No. I've heard stories. Anyway, the kids. Yeah. Yeah, wacko stuff. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Rashi says, what prompted this, you know, this comment by Avraham Avinu? And he says, there's Ma'aseh Shehayah. Avraham Avinu was such a kadosh v'tahor that he never gazed even at his wife. His Shmirat Einayim was to such a high degree that even Sarai didn't gaze. And there was, on the way down to Mitzrayim, there happened to have been, he had to bend over and get some water, or he looked in some sort of body of water, and he saw Sarai's reflection there. And at that moment was really the first time that he actually looked, you know, seriously at his wife, and he realized, wow, you're truly so beautiful. So we see that this is no ordinary couple. This is a couple that both, and apparently, we don't find that Sarah ever complained about that. We find Sarah complaining to Avraham Avinu about other things, correct? When she had the issue with Hagar, and, you know, Hagar was giving her problems, and then in this week's parasha, Yishmael was messing with Yitzhak. We do find that Sarah complained to Avraham Avinu about different things. We don't find in the Torah that she ever complained, you never look at me, you never tell me I'm beautiful. We don't find her complaining about that, which means that apparently she was okay with that because she was just as big a tzaddiket as Avraham Avinu. And not only that, Rashi HaKadosh writes in this week's parasha, Kol asher tomar elecha Sarah shema'a bekola. Why did Hashem tell Avraham to listen to Sarah? Rashi says that she was greater than him in Nevuah. She was a greater Nevi'ah than Avraham Avinu even, which means this is not your run-of-the-mill couple of, we're talking about really holy people. And yet, in this week's parasha, we find that the Malachim, when talking to Avraham Avinu, they asked, Ayeh Sarah Ishtecha, Vayomer Hineva Ohim. They knew exactly, they were Malachim, they knew exactly where Sarah was. Says Rashi HaKadosh, so why did the Malachim ask Avraham where Sarah was? Answer, because they knew exactly what he would answer, which is what? She's in the tent, which means what? Oh, that would remind them how tznuah she was. That would remind her how modest, regal, refined his wife was, and he would be filled with pride, and that would positively impact their shalom bayit. And Rashi says, kedei lechabeva al ba'ala. Now, don't forget, they were already very elderly at this point, lived a wonderful life together, hadn't had children, but that didn't, you know, that destroys many couples. They were perfectly fine. As they wanted children, but it didn't destroy them as a couple. And yet, the Malachim felt it prudent to throw in that tidbit over there so that Avraham has this warm feeling about his wife and how great she was. Even a couple like that always needs that boost in Shalom Bayit, even from Malachim. Now we find also a few psukim later that when Sarah heard the news, she says, "Vaadoni zakin," right? How can I have children when my husband is old? And yet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu recounts the story to Avraham, "Lamazet zechaka Sarah lemor ha'af umnam eled va'ani zakanti." We see from here the Gemara says Miforash in Baba Mitzia Daf Pezayin Mikan Shemeshanin Mipnei Shalom. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He bent the truth a little bit for what? Shalom Bayit. Okay, let's analyze. First of all, Avraham Avinu would not have cared if, you know, she said that. B, she didn't say anything wrong. He was old at the time. He was 99 at the time. You know, that's not, he wasn't a youngster. She didn't really say anything wrong. She just exclaimed something that was on her mind. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point felt it prudent that when recounting the story to Avraham Avinu, he says, he changed the story so that even that minute, even for just a second, oh, my wife called me old, he wouldn't have gotten into a fight with her. He wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have done anything. But what, even deep down in his heart, why is she calling me old? Yeah? Even that's not worth it. Mishanim mipnei shalom. Do you see how careful HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be with Ben Adam Lachavero, with our interpersonal relationships? It's so, so important. You know, in the Mishnah, in the fourth Perek of Pirkei Avot, the Mishnah says, Ezehu Mechubad. Yeah, there's a bunch of Ezehu. Who is Gibor and Ashir and what? One of the things in the Mishnah there is Mechubad. Who is or what really defines a respected person? What does the Mishnah answer? Amchabedet Abiriyot. Doesn't say Gaon. It does. Now, again, if a person's a Gaon or Gdolador or whatever it is, in general, he'll get respected. But that's not true respect. The Mishnah says, you know what true respect comes from? Amchabedet Abiriyot. When you're a person who respects other people, sees them for who they are, Gomel Chasadim, you refine your midot so you're able to, you know, really coexist with other people in this world, that is the quintessential hasaga of kavod. It's a very, very interesting thing. The Gemara, Masechet Eruvin, the Yud Gimal, writes interestingly. Let me ask you a question. The Gemara came out, Yatzta bat kol ve'amra, halacha ke bet Hillel. We know that Bet Hillel was zoche, that any time they argue with Bet Shammai, halacha is kemotam. Why? Why was Bet Hillel zoche that in Shammayim they should be kovei halacha kemotam? Why? Mipnei shenochim ve'aluvim hayu. Because what? They were. And the Gemara says, meforash not. Meforash that Bet Shammai was mechadede tfe. Who was sharper in Torah? Bet Shammai was. But Bet Hillel were what? More anavim, more easygoing, more ma'avirim al midotehim. Can I ask you a question? When it comes to paskin halacha, who would you rather paskin like? The one who knows more Torah or the one who has better midot? When it comes to, let's say, a medical decision or somebody doing a surgery, like something very important in the medical field, who are you going to go to? The best doctor who graduated top of his class or the sweetest doctor? Machpatli sweetest is not, what? Right? So if that's the case, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make halacha kebet Hillel because they're nochim ha'aluvim, if in fact the Gemara says meforash, the Bet Shammai were sharper? Answer, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, massive. Look at what he says. That's not the reason why we paskin the halacha. Rather, the fact that they exemplified midat ha'anava and kavod of their peers and all of the good midot that Bet Hillel stood for, they got a special si'ata dishmaya from heaven to be mechaven el ha'emet ba'alacha every time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say, okay, well, you have better midot, halacha is like you. No. When you have better midot, you make better halachic decisions, you make better financial decisions, you make better everything because Hashem's on your side. It grants you the si'ata dishmaya that we so desperately need in our lives as a result of living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to say Chalina the Beit Shammai didn't. Of course they had good midot. But what?
Beit Hillel was
extra special in their midot. And that's why they were zocheh. Nochim ba'aluvim. They always quoted Beit Shammai first. They were more humble. That's what got them the Siyata Deshmana Botai. That's what we learn from the Malachim with their exchange with Abraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his exchange with Abraham. How important is it? You know, even we wouldn't even think at that age, you know what I'm saying? When you're married already for 80 years and, you know, you're old and your wife's old, these things don't really matter anymore, at least at face value. And Hashem says, yeah, they do. Because when it comes to midot tovot, when it comes to kvod abriot, every little thing matters and it makes a difference and it's accounted for. Tai, always, always nice to see you. Shabbat Shalom, rest up. Hope to see you on Smashing Sugya Sunday. And yeah, see you soon, Bezat Hashem.